the falls and recoveries of David. Reaching a new high as king, David's integrity takes a deep dive, but eventually recovers. A shining start. As king, he forgives his enemy, fears the Lord, and is on fire for the Lord. He avenges Saul's and Ishbosheth, Saul's son's, death. He keeps his promise to his friend Jonathan and takes care of the family. When Uzzah is struck down for irreverence before the ark of the Lord, David stalls bringing it to the capital to ensure respect for the Lord. When the ark finally is brought to Jerusalem, he is so ecstatic he dances before it. A stunning fall. The fall of David starts long before the actual events. The little lapses in his character eventually become huge obstacles. His cover-up of the fact when he lies to Abimelech costs lives. This continues with Achish, king of Gath, before whom he feigns madness, and culminates with trying to cover up Bathsheba's pregnancy, leading to murder of Uriah. The carnality leads to covetousness as he multiplies concubines and wives. With Abigail after her husband's death, with Michal while her husband was still alive, and eventually with Uriah's wife after causing her husband's death. His children follow suit to multiple levels. Cruelty begins when he is angry enough to kill Nabal. Later on, he actually does commit murder. The senses becomes his source of security as he starts calculating his strength instead of trusting God. 2 Samuel 24. A stuttering recovery. His sins bring him so low, he bites the dust. God's reproval includes David not being allowed to build the temple, a perpetual sword in his house, public violation of his wives, etc. David's response: it is better to fall into the hands of God than into the hands of man. He focuses on his sin, not God's punishment, his hope, not arguments, his confidence in God's vindication without doubt. David's restoration. His kingdom is established, present and future. He dies in honor, immortalized as a man after God's own heart, and the benchmark for future kings. If David is vulnerable, we are more. Are we prepared to eradicate the smallest blot in our conscience and stand consistently clean before God?